Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
That'd be the USA, baby.
The big old land with
some places in the USA are gaining population. Some are losing population.
Hard work pays off the witch.
Where are we located right now, Cap? What physically piece of real estate are we on?
I believe we're in the state of North Dakota.
North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Record high. Highest ever population in its history. It's no small thing. And gaining population in the last year. And that place over there, a tish to the east, that you call home, what would they be doing? Would they be losing population? Correct. 19,400 in the last year. This is the latest census data. California's losing. Florida's gaining. You know what this is? This is a blue state exodus. It's bye-bye. Why is this happening? Why is North Dakota at a record high?
Gavin Newsom will tell you different, though.
Population. Well, yeah, he tried a little cutesy campaign I mentioned earlier down in Florida, saying, come to California, the land of the free. Of course, like so many Democrats, his one issue is abortion. Abortion for all, anytime, on demand. That's what they live for. It's a key tenet of blue states. So, how's that working out for them, by the way? Let's see here. California,
not well.
340,000 plus down. Florida, 318,000 plus up. Texas, up. North Carolina, up. South Carolina, up. Tennessee, Georgia, Arizona, Idaho, Alabama, Oklahoma, all up. North Dakota is up. Isn't that nice? Tax policy is one reason as well. You actually have a fighting chance of getting a tax cut in a red state. Businesses growing their workforce in states with more economic freedom include North Dakota. Identified by the Wall Street Journal as one reason employment lags behind pre-pandemic levels in California, Illinois, and New York, where employment has increased in Idaho, Utah, Texas, Florida, Arizona, Georgia, and Tennessee. GCAP, did you know Texas and Tennessee have no income tax?
I did know that.
And Arizona recently passed a 2.5% flat tax. We're debating a flat tax in the legislative session that starts today.
South Dakota as well. No
income
tax.
South Dakota's had that for a while.
A long time. That's why the in-laws live there.
That's been my argument for a change. You know, the actual income tax in the sense of dollars and cents in North Dakota is not that much money. Lion's share of what you pay in taxes in North Dakota are in property taxes and cities and counties, school boards, park districts, they have to lower their spending in order for property taxes to go down. It's the only way you're going to get property taxes down. But there is a couple different proposals in the legislative session, and some even a combination of a flat tax, number one, so you set a level, lowering the income tax as well as part of that, and then also property taxes. So some of the legislatures want to tackle this, others don't. We talked to Jim Roars yesterday on the program, and he said, property taxes are not our thing. We deal with state policy. That's local. So there'll be a debate about that in the legislative session for sure. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind, 2023, day three. Glad to have you along in the program. We have some reports of severe fog along Highway 85, north 85 towards Williston, and north of. So be careful if you're out there. Our listeners on KTGO want you to be careful out there, okay? We're all right in the eastern half of the state. In fact, it's quite beautiful. There's some light fog as well in some places, so just be careful. What an awful, awful, awful thing to see in last night's Buffalo-Cleveland game, huh? Nobody wants to see that. You really don't. Do you think the NFL took a little while to cancel that game? Like, are you going to play a football game after this? You got an ambulance on the field. You got CPR going on here. You got
the NFL didn't. I played a clip this morning from the player executive director, whatever. They really were just waiting for what the teams were going to say. They didn't mandate anything. People were saying, "Oh, look at the NFL. They said 5 minutes. You guys got to get back and keep playing." They did not. They waited. They waited till the two head coaches got together with their teams. Teams felt they didn't want to go on, especially Buffalo, and so they called the game. I mean, and that when the two coaches got together, shook hands, and agreed to call the game, they called the game.
Yeah,
that's it. NFL had nothing to do with
it. So they were being a little more passive about it than dictating what was.
Well, it was a bit of a process to ask the guys how they felt, and you know, do you guys still want to play? And I mean, they're giving us some time here to figure that one in. And if they felt like it, I'm sure they would have came back out and kept playing. I don't think anybody, because no one's seen anything like that. My comment was, boy, you look at Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and those young. I mean, they're young. Those are young men. I mean,
Allen's 24,
and he's only 24. I mean, all these kids are early 20s. You know, a lot of them, and haven't seen anything like that probably, or dealt with anything like that in their lives. And all of a sudden, their friend and teammate is on the ground, and he's getting CPR.
Yeah, ambulance out of there.
Ambulance, all of it.
Yeah, and there was real raw emotion that you were seeing right there.
Yeah. And he clearly had a cardiac event. And I mean, there's...
Why do you say that now? You're playing Dr. Kevin in there?
Well, Ski Patrol Kev, I can tell you. You know, I mean, from a few things. There's a reason when somebody goes down like that. Did you see it? I mean, he stood up. He had the hit. He rolled over. He stood up. He kind of turned a little bit. And then he went down. I mean, he went down like a tree.
Do you think it was the hit?
It could have been. I don't know on that factor. But I know that if we drop like that, if you just... Oop, and you're down. And nothing. It's either your head or your heart. It's an aneurysm, it's something with your brain, or it's a coronary, it's a factor of something.
By the way, there is something going on with younger men, and...
I was going to bring this up.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about that. Last year, there was a study, within months, 70 young athletes around the world dying or dropping from different cardiac events.
All vaccinated.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills are a 100% vaccinated team. Now, as Dr. McCullough told us, these things are, you know, yeah, he could have a congenital heart defect. He could have issues. And there was all sorts of, you know, there's a couple different syndromes where a strike to the chest like that will cause a coronary event. But the one common denominator, as Dr. McCullough said, with a lot of the majority of this is the vaccine. There's no other explanation for why so many would be dealing with so many things.
The sheer numbers is raising.
Different issues, whatever. But
and, you know, in this environment in which we live, it's rather than have people say, what's going on here? There's a lot of these. Let's figure this out. It's, you know, hush, hush. Cancel anything that might have been included in the vaccine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, thoughts and prayers definitely with this young man. Gosh, 24 years old, in a medically induced coma now. That's the latest. We'll watch that for you throughout the program.
His vitals stabilized. So that is the great news of the whole thing. Once they get his vitals, you know, stable, then everything else can come back. But
yeah,
he clearly had an issue.
Henry in Fargo, got a few seconds for you here. What's on your mind? Hey, Henry.
Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I think it was your show, like you're talking about with Dr. McCullough, or it might have been Turning Point, Charlie Kirk, that was on your station. Anyway, he's awesome. They had it on there, and the guy on there, the specialist, the doctor, said there used to be 29 of these kind of deaths in athletes a year. Now he says it's like 29 to 59 a month.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, that was Dr. McCullough.
Yeah, is that the number monthly? Wow. We'll get Dr. McCullough back on the program because I want to update those stats and talk a little bit about this particular situation as well. I mean, he was hit, but the hit sure didn't look to me like it was a hit unlike
nothing out of the ordinary for NFL.
Yeah, so it begs a lot of questions. Henry, thank you for that. 271-1100 is our telephone number. 855-200-1776 works as well toll-free from wherever you're at on What's On Your Mind.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate everyday made better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, talking about North Dakota's population being up, taking it from Minnesota, obviously. Minnesota down, North Dakota up. Blue State exodus includes red state gain like North Dakota on the plus side. What do you make of that? What's behind that? Tell me at 701-271-1100. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. We'll update you as we have news on the Buffalo Bill that collapsed last night during Monday Night Football. By the way, they're saying the game's postponed indefinitely.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
You can't really do that with the playoffs, can you?
I don't know. Maybe they credit both teams in the record. And we're so close to the end of the season, and though both of those teams are 11-4 and 12-3. That was an important game.
Yeah, I don't know.
They'll figure it out though.
I don't know what the definition of indefinitely is for the NFL, but I take it as we're gonna not worry about this for a while. Also, Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Well, he wants to be Speaker of the House. He's not Speaker of the House yet, but that is happening as the 118th Congress is being gaveled in. All the palace intrigue happening right now. We expect some of this to play out on the show today, so we'll keep you posted on that. What's on your mind is brought to you by PetroServe USA Home Cook and Grab and Go Convenience. In Valley City, chicken pot pie or hot beef sandwich for lunch today. A little something different. Meatball subs in Harwood, Orange Chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29. NP Avenue has Swedish meatballs today, stuffed peppers in Glendon. How about this menu? Which one do you pick? Go to Euland, get some meatloaf. Or barbecue pork, pulled pork sandwich in 45th and 9th Street Southwest in Fargo.
The nice part is all the locations mix it up all the time.
They do.
Because my convenience for me is Glendon. So I just slide right in there. And
all at PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. I'm not exactly sure of the timeline. There was some reporting that suggested that literally right now the Congress was going to be dealing with the question of who the next speaker is in voting. They haven't yet, so I don't know what to make of that, or if it was never intended to start as of yet anyway. They've gaveled in and just do their usual sort of business, do the prayer and some of those things. So we'll watch that closely for you. We're keeping tabs on all of this today on the program. By the way, who do you want to be speaker? You want Kevin McCarthy to pull this out? The other people that are opposing him can't be speaker. They don't have the votes. So, basically, you have Kevin McCarthy or you have chaos. Curious what you think there. 855-200-1776. Some text rolling in. I'll get to those shortly at 701-237-1590. Mike in Western Minnesota has a theory on why people are leaving his state of Minnesota.
Well, Scott, I can tell you this much. We're the sixth highest in the country for taxes. And Walz just keeps taking more and more and more. And his opinion is that anything west of Hennepin and Ramsey County doesn't matter. He's totally ignored us out here. And all the money is going into Minneapolis and St. Paul. I mean, here in Fergus Falls, I'm watching businesses close up. They're gone. They're not coming back. And this guy, it doesn't seem to matter to him. He doesn't care. He's making Minnesota into an abortion vacation state. And the rest of it, it's just, we're a bunch of rocks and cows out here. It's mind over matter. He doesn't mind, so we don't matter.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'm curious, Mike, why you think the businesses you mentioned are closing?
Taxes. Look at the amount of taxes that they have to pay, and then they can't get the employees because these employees are getting free money, free everything, and they don't want to work. They're not there. I've seen businesses around here, help wanted. You will pay you so much if you'll just come and work for us. Nobody's coming.
Yeah, I think everybody's fighting that battle. But when you add that to... The business environment, of Minnesota
well,
as well.
And, you know, insurance, liquor liability for restaurants and bars. I mean, it's unbelievable, Minnesota. And then he sits on $17 billion. Yeah. Sits on it. Now, yeah, we got a rainy day fund, so we need more light rail in the Twin Cities or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, right. How about the rest of us? How about some of the bridges around here that need to be replaced? I mean, it's just, that's not going to happen. He's just, this guy's just totally ignorant of the situation out here in the west of greater Minnesota. This is a great state, and it could be a great state if this guy would just wake up and take a look at what's going on around him. Because right now, the red carpet is rolled out in North Dakota. And if I could, I'd move to North Dakota. I'd say, all right, Walz, you want it so much? There you go. Goodbye. I'm through.
And
we're done.
Now, as of today, Minnesota is completely in the hands of the Democratic cabal. They have the whole show. House, Senate, and the governor's office.
Exactly.
And the AG, and the Secretary of State. And, nothing ending anytime soon, brother.
No, in fact, if you want to you want to get a little depressed here, Mike, I hate to do that to you, but I saw an alarming stat yesterday about the change related to speakerships in Minnesota. MinnPost reported on this.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In 2022, lawmakers from greater Minnesota chaired 22 of 28 committees in the Republican-controlled state Senate. Okay? But now you have Metro-heavy DFLers flipping the chamber, and greater Minnesota lawmakers will now chair 3 of 20 committees. 3 of 20 from 22 of 28.
There we are.
Yeah. That's an ouch.
We're done. Yeah, it sure is. I agree with you 100%.
Well, join the masses that are moving to North Dakota from Minnesota. It's happening before our eyes right now. Minnesota, the top 10 states losing the most population, and North Dakota with record population. So can't go wrong there. Thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Others welcome at 855-200-1776. A texter says it's not just 5 holdouts against McCarthy. There are reportedly now 9 Republican holdouts who plan to not vote for McCarthy. I'd not heard that, and I'm talking about some of the best reporters out there that are following this TikTok. I follow a guy from, Fox News' Chad Pergram is probably the best. But there's a few guys that I follow just to get the TikTok of what's happening in there. 43 minutes ago, Chad tweeted from the pool, McCarthy, as he goes in to meet with House GOPers, we are going to have a good day today. So that's what they're doing now. They're meeting as a caucus, hammer things out. So, Representative Scott Perry, Republican from Pennsylvania, said we demanded that he cease his efforts to defeat competitive conservative candidates in open Republican primaries. He denied it. He had a chance to be speaker, and he rejected it. There are a lot of demands of him right now. We'll keep watching this.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy will find out today if he has secured the votes needed to become Speaker of the House as the 118th Congress opens today. On the other side of Congress, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell plans to mark his tenure as the Senate's longest-serving party leader with a speech this afternoon.
We just hope and pray to God that he's able to recover and be okay. That's what all the Bengal fans and everybody who's at the game really want.
I've never seen anything like it, and everyone, I've never heard a stadium so silent.
Fans react after watching a Buffalo Bill player suffer a heart attack after making a tackle in the first quarter of the Monday Night Football game last night. 24-year-old Bill safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to University of Cincinnati Medical Center. He is listed in critical condition Tuesday morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Studios at 28 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Still to come, Big Game James going to preview Sunday's big matchup between the NDSU Bison and the Jackrabbits of SDSU. The Jackrabbits don't exactly strike me as the kind of mascot that puts fear in anybody. Jackrabbits?
Yeah, Drew. You ever seen what a bison will do to a jackrabbit on the open plane? It's ugly.
It'd be, you know,
brutal.
A few seconds of, you know, what was that under my
feet? Well, that's like,
you know, what was that under my feet?
Cardinals or, you know, blue jays, pretty birds. It's not quite the marauders, you know.
Right.
But, you know.
Bit odd.
It is what it is.
Anyway, James McCarty will be here. Mark Wagner is going to be here, too, and we have some great segments with Mark because he's an expert on trust. Some people think if they have a will, that's all they need, but a will is not enough. So we'll talk about why you want to trust as well, what probate is, how to avoid probate, why you want to avoid probate. You know, question of sometimes people say, well, joint ownership could avoid probate, right? Not necessarily. So Mark Wagner will be here for that, too, on the program. Another update from Chad Pergam on the speaker battle. GOP Texas Representative Crenshaw said they, and I assume he means the Never Kevin crowd, they keep acting like they've got somebody in the wings. They keep saying that like they're children. This is just a childish attempt at gaining more and more attention. Why they say it like that? Because they want to interview them again. That's what they're doing. Please interview. Oh, I see you're saying. He's saying these people are doing it so they get attention and get interviewed. So interview me again. Interview me again. Please interview me.
Well, this is Congressman Representative Bob Good. He's from Virginia's 5th. He was just on a
hang on 1 second. I just want to finish this from Kent Crenshaw. So basically, please interview me. Please interview me. You'll see if you just put me on TV just one more time, please. Then I'll tell you who we're going to go for. They've got nobody. So he's suggesting this again. McCarthy from Texas, not Kevin McCarthy. I'm sorry, Crenshaw from Texas.
Dan Crenshaw. Yep.
that this is a bit of a game. So, anyway, you have another one you want to play?
This is some of the reasoning Bob Good put behind.
I won't be voting for Kevin McCarthy tomorrow. He's part of the problem. He's not part of the solution. There's nothing about Kevin McCarthy that indicates that he will bring the change that's needed to Washington or that's needed to the Congress, or he'll bring the fight against the Biden-Schumer agenda. It's worth it to fight for a few hours or even a few days to get the best possible person for speaker.
I think a lot of people think that things in Washington can happen overnight, or things that, you know, you can't do it, you're not going to, well, who then? We'll figure that out. No. Everything takes a long time, the process. Get the House filled with the people that, you know, that think like Matt Gaetz and Bob Good, but it's not going to happen overnight. And he just doesn't have the votes.
One of the reporters tweeting now is saying that McCarthy knows he'll have more than 5 votes against him on the first ballot. So there will be.
And do they just do it again, or do they ready break, go have lunch, and come back? Do they?
Well, they'll just keep voting, and they could keep voting a long time. The history is ripe with examples of this. So get some popcorn here. This could be interesting. Newt Gingrich is not happy about all this, really sees the holdouts as being selfish and standing against a majority. What do you got from Newt?
Well, look, I don't understand what they're doing. They're not voting against Kevin McCarthy. They're voting against over 215 members of their own conference. Their conference voted overwhelmingly, 85%, for McCarthy to be speaker. So this is a fight between a handful of people and the entire rest of the conference. And they're saying they have the right to screw up everything. Well, the precedent that sets is so do the moderates, so do the members from Florida. I mean, any 5 people can get up and say, I'm now going to screw up the conference too. The choice is Kevin McCarthy or chaos. And there's nobody going to replace Kevin because he has far more people totally dedicated to him than this handful of never-enders. And the result's going to be anybody who tried to replace Kevin would face total chaos. It would be impossible to govern. So I hope in the next 24 hours that this handful of members will realize they don't have the moral right to reject the choice of 85% of their conference. They don't have the moral right to break up the House against the wishes of over 215 fellow Republicans. And I think it's a remarkably short-sighted and candidly selfish position, and I don't understand where they're coming from. McCarthy's agreed to every policy they've asked for. The truth is that the Freedom Caucus has won a huge set of victories. And you have to say to yourself, if you got somebody and you give him everything he asked for and he still says no, is the problem him and not McCarthy?
Wow. That's a full-on assault.
Yeah.
Against those folks.
Oh, and I get it. I mean, I get both sides of this, but I'm more so about want to get to work. I think the swamp and the way it is right now, it's like you're not going to get everything you want.
My take is to oppose Kevin McCarthy, to set out some things that you want, perfectly understandable, right? But the question then is timing. At what point do you say, okay, I've asked for some few things, I've got a few things,
right,
and it's time to be done? You know, because I think that this is where Newt is.
I think the time is now.
I do too.
It's now.
The vote's here. And Kevin McCarthy or chaos is too much rests on this. Too much rests on this decision. I mean, they got to go to work. They have the next 2 years to investigate this mess, this disaster. Think about the border. Think about the COVID policy. Think about all the things that need to be dealt with. Some calls waiting. Let's get to you and get your take on this. Jim Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd just like to see how conservative this House party is. Someone should just stand up and say, Trump for Speaker of the House. Let's see how many votes he gets. See what kind of House he would have to work with. You know, being the real, true, and rightful president. Not that pile of crap that's in there right now, but I'd like to see just how many votes he would get.
Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you.
It's a great scenario.
I
don't see it happening, but
you just never know. If going back to Newt's point, Kevin McCarthy or chaos, if McCarthy doesn't have the votes, it's chaos. I mean, anything could happen. So, Jim, you might get your wish. John on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just happened to listen to Newt there, and I'm not going to disagree with him because he's a pretty smart man. So and he's got a pulse on what's going on. But before the break, you said that none of the people running against Kevin McCarthy have the votes to be speaker, and that's true. But McCarthy might not have the votes either. And if that happens, then they debate, they talk, they have a second vote. So maybe someone that's running against McCarthy has a few more people come his way. Just because McCarthy doesn't, if he doesn't get it on the first one and nobody else has the votes, doesn't mean someone else can't be speaker. It's, this has happened before in the House. There's a, back in, I think, 1851, I was reading that, I don't know how many votes they had, but it was several months before they finally, got it.
Yeah, I don't remember the timeline on that, but I saw something similar. I believe when they had these X number of votes and went on all this time, what they ended up doing was changing the rules to allow for a simple majority to select the position. So
well, that's all it is right now.
No.
A simple majority.
He needs
218 votes. He needs 218 votes.
Yeah, and he's got 215. He's got 215. But
So they say. And that's a simple majority, 218 votes.
I think what they meant to say when they said a majority is a majority of their caucus. They changed the rules to end the process as it now exists. So that's how they did it when they couldn't get to a result.
A majority of their caucus. There's not going to be any Democrats voting for McCarthy. Just as there wasn't any Democrats voting for Newt Gingrich or John Boehner or the guy from Wisconsin.
No, but I'm saying
that's not an option, is it? Though, is it just the party with the majority?
If it ends up being 215 for McCarthy, and they got 222 members.
Yeah.
So whatever the difference is, they're the ones against. I'm saying that then he would win because he's got, and that's what Newt's point is. He's got the majority, and these people are standing in the way of a vast majority of the members of the House. So
got to get to 218.
Under the rules now.
Get to 218.
Under the rules now, you're exactly right. Yep.
Yep. Okay.
That's what
and
I'm
all
saying.
I'm saying is,
that's why I'm saying to your point of you know how many votes back in the 1800s or whatever. I think there were two cases where this went on for days and they kept voting. One of those two times, they changed the rules and ended it that way.
Oh.
So there's precedence for that. That's all I was saying, John.
Okay.
And one of the big...
All I was trying to say was that you say nobody else has got the votes, and that's correct, but that doesn't mean a day from now they can't have the votes. It's a lot like, you know, there used to be, when we used to have political conventions, like in the, you know, when they were going to name it, nominate the president or a person to run for president, there were times when they had, sometimes you knew who was going to be, like you do now all the time. But there are other times when they might go for six or seven votes before someone finally got
You're right. I mean, Kevin McCarthy could say, look, I can't get this done, so I'm going to throw my support towards Jim Jordan, you know, or whatever. So somebody emerges as, you know, so, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Yep.
John, appreciate the call. Thank you. Another segment on this topic coming up on What's on Your Mind. We're going to follow the speaker's vote and the rest of this as we go.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending going crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are getting you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of the hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
On your mind at 11 before the top of the hour. Boatload of text to get to here. Calls welcome 701-271-1100, 855-200-1776, or text us at 701-237-1590. I want to talk about indoor air quality a moment, though. You know, during the COVID era, many hospitals, long-term care facilities, clinics, businesses all chose to install professional indoor air quality equipment in their HVAC systems to zap out any bugs that might be in the air. The idea was, you know, COVID related, but these wonderful inventions take out a lot of things. And No, there's viruses in the air, there's bugs in the air, there's mold, there's all kinds of things. And the indoor air quality that's available right now in your home or business is revolutionary. Top technology. And the good thing is the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons, they searched the whole globe to find the best of the best, most economical, most effective. So it's not a real expensive thing to add this. It's a component you add into your furnace. So find out more at hatandsons.com or call 701-223-3393. H.A. Thompson & Sons, online at hatandsons.com. Texter says, maybe those against McCarthy have a point. I don't trust McCarthy. And the more the people like Gingrich and the like get upset, the more I think the opposers are on to something. Look, I think they're good people. Matt Gaetz brings a lot to the table. Same with Andy Biggs. But they have asked for things and got them, and they're still not satisfied. Now, when you're five people up against 215 people, there comes a point where you say, the risk reward is not worth it here. I've asked for some things, I've got it. And if McCarthy doesn't win and we turn this thing into chaos and we take the entire midterm in November of 2022 and throw that away, I don't think that's worth it. I don't. But I think you're right to say, I'm not saying these are knuckleheads. I'm saying they've taken on an endeavor to make Kevin McCarthy better, to change some of the rules to their liking of the minority, the Freedom Caucus, and they've got their way. Now they're standing in the way of 215 people, 215 to 5. At some point you say, you know what? Fought the good fight here, but... And as one of the members said, was it again from Texas? Kevin, that we were talking about earlier?
Bob Good?
No. With the eye patch.
Crenshaw. Sorry. Yeah, Dan Crenshaw.
Dan Crenshaw. When Dan Crenshaw says they keep saying they've got a alternative and they don't. Well, then at what point do you say, let's get on with it here? A listener is sharing a comment from the emergency room doctor at Tufts Medical Center on Hamlin, saying he appeared to have suffered some kind of cardiac episode, possibly commotio cordis.
Commodio, yeah.
Commodio cordis?
Commodio cordis, yeah. It's
seen often when an athlete takes a hard hit by something to the chest.
Like a baseball, okay. or a hit. Yeah. That could be.
It didn't look like a hard hit, but I didn't take it.
So. Yeah, I mean, he'd probably been hit 100 times like that or more over his high school career, his college, and he played at Pitt. But, yeah, that's one of the many things I'm sure they're trying to figure out as we speak.
The blue state drain to the red state's gain, the comment from this listener, you don't want games from the blue states. If Fargo keeps gaining a blue population from Minnesota, you could, in the not-too-distant future, see it overwhelm the rest of the state like the cities does to Minnesota.
See, that's the opposite's happening, though. The people that are vacating the states, the blue states, are conservative. They're not blue state people.
Yeah.
So they're leaving because of that, not bringing it elsewhere. Yeah. I'm sure there is here and there, but for the most part, the reason for the migration is to get away from that, not to bring it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Makes sense. Another texter here. Didn't McCarthy lie about asking Trump to resign re-January 6th? He said no, he didn't, but there was a recorded phone call where he did, in fact, can't be trusted, ? I remember something about that. I do. And all that's baked into the cake now. Listener says, Newt says that, but does he take into consideration what those representative constituents want? Nobody seems to care what the regular people, they don't want McCarthy voted in. We finally have some representatives with some brass to go against the grain. Interesting take. Another listener wants them to do an anonymous vote first, then see who the opposition Republicans pick by a voice vote. It'll be easier to count votes. They've got all the rules set for this, so that's not going to change much. Another listener says McCarthy votes with Democrats. Another says, so if Kevin McCarthy cares so much, step down and put support behind a real conservative. Again, he's got 215 votes. 215 to 5. Who should step down? You know?
That's, yeah.
Come on.
That's worthy of, that's a worthy point.
Yeah.
Why would I leave? I'm winning. I mean.
Exactly right.
I get it, though.
All right, more on this to wrap up, and we're keeping tabs on this. Keeping tabs. PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiment, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.